Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Well, my friends, The Best Show is here on another Tuesday night. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of the show. We've got Julie Klausers hanging out. She'll be back shortly. How we doing, buddy? Need me to do something? No. And right now. Yeah, yeah. Should I turn these up? Are you up, right? Do.
You just thought he was making like
these
motions.
Well, yeah, he kept looking at me and with his hands in front of his mouth and kind of swiveling his hands around and motioning them toward his mouth.
Let me just say, first of all, there's a Third Man album. It came out on Friday. Sharpling and Worcester live at Third Man Records. It is out now. You can go get it over at thirdmanrecords.com. It's really good. It's us live at the prestigious Third Man stage. And there's a great band with all sorts of luminaries on it. And the record is out now. And get your copy. Okay, and just remember, clean language, guys. This ain't no filth fest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we just try to keep it clean. It's family friendly.
Good to know.
You can do it, though. You can do it.
F yeah.
See? Yeah, right there. That showed you can do it. Now, there are two bands that I like so much. Oh, so much. One is called A Giant Dog. And we played the record Pile, which came out on Merge earlier this year, about 1 million times on the show.
Woo!
Then, weirdly enough, there's this other band called Sweet Spirit who put an album out on 9 Mile Records, right?
Local Austin 9 Mile.
And I like that record, and it's called Kokomo. C-O-K-O-O-M-O. And here's the crazy thing. It's the same people in both bands. So I don't even think I like these bands as much as I like these people. And the people are Sabrina and Andrew from both bands, right? How are you guys doing?
Pretty cool.
We're going to disappoint you as humans.
No, you're not. You've already won over everyone. I love it. Pat's telling them to shut up, right? Who was it? Who was running their trap out there? You can say.
Carl.
It was Mike. No, it's not Dude. Look.
Dudio.
I tell you, Dudio, man. I can't wait for this cane off. I'm going to have the two of them out in the street. They're going to be whacking each other with canes. And the thing they don't realize is I'm throwing them both out. They think that one of them's going to, like, whoever wins the cane off gets to still be on the show.
Between Pat.
Now, Pat's exempt from the cane off. Pat's.
Because I was going to say he'd be the David probably. In this scenario.
No, Pat's a good
guy. Pat's tall, man.
Pat's a good guy. Pat's exempt from the cane off. Pat ain't going to be a part of the cane off. It'll just be me and Pat here every week. Right?
Yeah.
I already don't like the way that sounds. I already could feel myself. As soon as I said that, I could feel myself literally. The next thought was, how can I turn on Pat?
Yeah.
The chair went down a little
bit. It just was suddenly like. Yeah, I'm not that into Pat anymore.
You don't want to go to the carnival, Pat. You want to stay here with me. You don't want to go to the dance, Pat. Yeah. You want to stay here with Tom.
And then it's like, I'm not so into Pat. Maybe I missed out on Mike. But you know what? It's like the Bad News Bears here. It doesn't make sense. One person's a bigger loser than the next, myself included. But we get that. Wait, they didn't win, though. Wait, they lost the time.
But they all learned something.
No, but they cheated. And they ended up, like, hitting kids with...
I can't follow what you're talking about, but it sounds like if you kill off your best friends in a cane off, it sounds very biblical, like you're making yourself God.
Look, that's for them to determine, not for me. They get to say who their God is.
It's like you're the judge.
I'm not telling Mike who he should worship.
You're the Billy Bob Thornton.
Meridian.
So here in the studio, Sabrina and Andrew, who are you now? How do you have two bands? What is that all about? How did that happen? That you just don't have one band?
I mean, in Austin, everybody has like six bands.
Okay.
Yeah.
So which one came first?
Giant Dog.
The Giant Dog, which has been going for about 5 years now?
Eight or nine.
Yeah. We're like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Of Austin.
Yeah.
You are?
No, not at all.
But if you were the Red Hot Chili Peppers, that'd mean you would be out already.
Yeah.
Because you're the guitarist.
Ouch.
They bounce the guitarist all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for doing...
I can't do it without Andrew, but I did watch a RHCP video the other day, and Kiedis totally looks like Marc Maron now. Like, exactly.
He does. He has a pretty cool look
now. Same haircut, same glasses.
We're going to do Danny
mustache.
California, right? Let's do same Danny California.
Topless body.
Right? That's the only Red Hot Chili Peppers song I know.
California. That guy can't sing either. He's like the worst singer on earth.
On the way here, we were listening to Danzig because we were traveling through Jersey. Course.
That's what you do.
And we were listening to this album, Skeletons, which he's just covering a bunch of songs.
Okay.
That dude cannot sing. Danzig. I'm sorry. Like,
but you should watch. So Danzig can't sing, but Anthony Kiedis... When they did Saturday Night Live a million years ago and they were doing Under the Bridge, he loses the song so early in the song and then he gets out of breath also.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, this is the singer in this huge group?
That could happen to anybody.
But then when you see you, Sabrina, first of all, you're wearing a bathing suit or whatever that is you're wearing. What is that?
Well, I heard it was going to be about 48 degrees in here, and that's a little warm for me, I wore a bathing suit.
But when you're live, it's like, I was like seeing you guys at the cake shop a couple months ago, and suddenly she's wearing a unitard or whatever that
is. I'm not often live. I like to be preserved in colder temperatures, but when we went to cake shop, we all knew it would be really warm in there, so we had to inject me with a lot of extra... hormones. I had to have blood infusions. And I did. I had to wear a space leotard, actually just to hold the pieces together. We're much older than you realized, I think. And it holds all the pieces in.
So it held the pieces in your space leotard.
Kept them in place.
Okay. Look, I'm not going to discuss that because this is a family-friendly show. Leave that for chat rooms and... whatnot.
Chat rooms are going on still.
You know, the goner message board or whatever would happen, right? I don't know. But you, Andrew, you have your guitar.
Yes.
And Sabrina has her
guitar.
Well, it's Studio's guitar, right? Would you want to play some stuff?
Sure.
Would you want to play? What do you want to do? A couple songs? A few? What do you want to do?
We can do as many or as few.
Let's do a couple and then we'll talk.
Yeah.
How about that? This is Sabrina and Andrew from A Giant Dog and Sweet Spirit. And you are on tour with Sweet Spirit now.
So we're going to do a couple from both.
Okay. And where can people get these tour dates?
Check
the interwebs.
Yeah, check the Spoon Instagram. Check online. Just search
Sweet Spirit Tour.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Aren't you playing tomorrow?
I'm playing tomorrow at Baby's All Right in Brooklyn.
Yeah, okay.
Apparently that is a good place.
Okay.
It's like the Hotel Vegas of Brooklyn.
Well, I'm going to
zip my mouth and then let you guys play songs.
Yeah. Just,
okay, here I'm shutting my mic off. It's getting
quiet. What do you want to do first? No, that's Red Hot Chili. We can't do Red Hot Chili Peppers. you want to do a giant dog?
Sure.
All right.
The new song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This one goes out to Merla and Laura at Merge. This is the new song for the next Giant Dog album.
I want to stare at you like a photograph. I want to make you come if you can make me laugh. I want to spin you upside down like a rodeo between the sheets. I wanna stare at you with my eyes all wide. I wanna make you cry, I wanna make you cry. My name up to the sky, bolts of lightning every time we meet. You're naked and the house is cold. The mirror says you're getting old. I wanna see you with your sagging tits. I wanna see you with your jeans all split. I wanna kiss you when your teeth all rot and all your memories have been forgot. I wanna see you with your saggy tits. I wanna see you with your jeans all split. Wanna stare at you like a photograph. I wanna make you come if you can make me laugh. Wanna spin you upside down like a rodeo between the sheets. I wanna stare at you with my eyes all wide. I wanna make you cry, I wanna make you cry. My name up to the sky, bolts of lightning every time we meet. Is cold. The mirror says you're getting old. I wanna see you with your sagging tits. I wanna see you with your jeans all split. I wanna kiss you when your teeth are rot and all your memories have been forgot. I wanna see you with your sagging tits. I wanna see you with your jeans all split. I wanna stare at you like a photograph. I wanna make you come if you can make me laugh. I wanna spin you upside down like a rodeo between the sheets. I wanna stare at you with my eyes all wide. I wanna make you cry, I wanna make you cry. My name up to the sky, bolts of lightning every time we meet. I wanna stare at you like a photograph. I wanna make you come if you can make me laugh. I wanna spin you upside down like a rodeo between the sheets. I wanna stare at you with my eyes all wide. I wanna make you cry, I wanna make you cry. Every time we meet, my name up to the sky, but to lightning every time we meet.
All right, that was awesome.
Thank you.
And that will be on the next The Giant Dog album.
Yeah.
And what is that song called?
It's called Photograph.
Photograph.
Sneak peek. Right, Mike?
Yeah.
From Mike liked that one.
Mike liked that?
Yeah. He's had a couple. I had two words I know Mike.
Two words that Mike enjoyed.
Mike was high-fiving himself over.
I feel like I should clarify the reason I dedicated this song to Merla and Laura at Merge is because they like this song. That's why.
Oh, I like the song.
I'm in love with you, Merla and Laura, and I want to devote the rest of my life to you. Although,
you have to realize with Mike,
Mike's high-fiving himself.
Mike is like if a bathroom wall came to life. That's Mike.
I would love that because often I look to the bathroom wall for support when I'm anxious before shows. Anxiety.
Well.
I heard you mention that.
Well, you should just relax because that was spectacular. What else are you going to play?
You want to do...
And this is Andrew and Sabrina from A Giant Dog and Sweet Spirit. And Sweet Spirit are on tour right now. New York, they're playing. Where are you playing tomorrow?
Baby's All Right.
Baby's All Right, so people should come out and see them. And I'm going to turn my mic down and listen to the next song.
Baby's All Right. Baby's Alright just kind of sounded like a Michael McDonald song, so
we should write a song for Michael McDonald called Baby's Alright and submit it.
Baby's Alright.
I think of Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
Baby's Alright.
Alright.
Sweet Spirit?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Far From Home?
So great. Now, what is that song called?
It's Far From Home. It's not out yet either.
Okay, this is a night of exclusives.
Yeah, I think we're kind of bored with our songs.
And that is a Sweet Spirit song?
Yeah. That'll be out on our new record, which we just got done recording.
Okay, when does... Because the new record is Kokomo. That's the record everybody should currently get.
Yes. The next one's going to be called Saint Mojo.
Okay. Now, why is it two different bands? Like, what if you were to tell people the in one sentence why there's two different? What's the difference between the bands?
One's more poppy, for lack of a better term.
Okay.
One's more punk rock.
Mm-hmm.
They're both pretty rock and roll, though.
Yeah. Because A Giant Dog, you guys do a Sparks cover, which was super awesome.
Yeah.
Which. I knew you when you said you were going to do a cover, for some reason it was like, oh yeah, it's Angst in My Pants. I thought you were going to do Mustache.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good song, right? You know that song, Mustache?
Sing a bit.
My mustache, 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 my.
What's the Mickey and Minnie Mouse?
Yeah. My name is Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
What? No, my name is Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
I come from Disneyland.
Yeah.
No, and I live in Disneyland, California. No, it's, and my name is Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
My wife is Minnie Mouse. And we live in What is it? Disney.
Sextown, USA.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Yes. Sextown. Well,
it's a mashup.
Yes. And then there's Don't Let It Get Me.
Yeah.
Don't
let it get me. Oh, let's just do that instead of
This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
And it ain't me who's gonna leave.
What if you did that live?
Oh, I used to know that guitar part.
That's a good.
We should do Monster of Love, though, really. Yeah,
that would be a good one.
We should do Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Monster
Or we should just go home and watch that Nicolas Cage movie that has all those songs.
What if you guys just did the whole album straight through? Danced in my pants, right?
Mm.
And what if I put a little Sharpie
really
mustache?
Embarrassing
like songs. Russell Mail, right?
Yes.
That must have been a thing when the first day he showed up and he's just like, I think I'm going to have a Hitler mustache now. And then people are like,
Go with Charlie Chaplin, man. Don't do
like, yeah, can we call that a Charlie Chaplin, please? Because it kind of is a little like Hitler, maybe.
I call it a landing strip.
I don't think I've heard that guy talk, but
Russell Mayall?
Yeah. I just imagine him having a very, like, I think I'm going to go with a Hitler.
They're
nothing
not
British
like.
At all. They're
from California.
From LA, so they're both like, we love making music together.
Yeah,
we're brothers and we could just marry each other because we love being in the studio.
Yeah. Could you imagine being in a band with your brother for 40 years?
Yeah.
I sure hope so.
There you go.
I love you too.
So, I was going to say, we have Sabrina and Andrew in the studio from A Giant Dog, and we also have Sabrina and Andrew from Sweet Spirit in the studio also. So there's four people in the studio? No! They have two bands.
There are four people, Tom. There's you. There's that guy in the corner with the camera
Forrest.
Filming
There's Forrest
us.
In the corner.
Forrest.
Yeah.
In the Forrest screen polo shirt. I know. It's Forrest. It's
so we... you didn't do that on purpose, did you? Wear a Forrest colored shirt.
He said, my name's Forrest, and you can remember my name because of my Forrest screen.
Yeah, it's for
And
your
my name tag.
And I wore my shirt that says...
A Giant Dog.
Yeah.
So that you could know...
Mm-hmm. Because you're wearing a shirt. Sabrina's wearing a shirt with her own band name on it.
But it's my own shirt. Nobody else has one like this. Okay. So it is actually pretty cool. And it's comfortable.
Okay.
It's my favorite shirt.
I'm putting no value judgment on it.
Andrew's wearing a really stupid shirt right now.
The Wiltern.
Yeah. Because our van got broken into the night before and our clothes got stolen, and they gave us all these shirts for free.
What city? That was in L.A.?
L.A.
Yeah.
And everyone in my band has this stupid Wiltern shirt, except me, because I cut mine up, and I use it as a cleaning rag at my house.
So I thought all five of you would be wearing Mike Kroll Elvis shirts.
Oh, yeah?
If, like, suddenly he's like...
We did get, like, 10 of those when we stayed at his house.
If he's like, who needs a Mike Kroll Elvis shirt?
Yeah.
Did that happen to you when you met him, too?
No, I've never met him.
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
No,
that's
I've met
not
him
true.
No, he's a nice...
Yeah, me neither.
Mike is a nice guy. He's all right. No, he's great. He's super talented.
Yeah.
But so are you guys. That's what you have in common. So how about, what's another song you can play?
Well, we're going to leave this up to you. Do you want to hear A Giant Dog or Sweet Spirit?
Let's hear A Giant Dog. We'll alternate.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Let my friends all die before I go.
That was so great. People I pay to laugh.
They laugh so loud in your living room. I feel like they're...
They're having fun. Is it a crime?
To me, as though they're like making sure that you can hear through the door the positive reinforcement.
Or it's just so funny they can't help themselves.
I know. I saw somebody... Never mind. I'm supposed to keep this appropriate.
No. You saw somebody what? Biting their hand?
Just reached their hand down their pants.
Okay.
Because it was so funny. And,
all right. That's a new one, actually. Who out there stuck their hand down their pants?
And then they just...
It was you?
No,
it wasn't.
And somebody else just dragged themselves along the carpet like a dog. Just like...
A dog with worms?
Are you sure... You sure you didn't leave and go somewhere else? These don't sound like things that happened out there.
Take a look.
Or I guess I'm going to throw that carpet out, if that's the case. What if you guys played one more song, and then...
Yeah!
Then we'll do that, and then I will bring Julie Klausner back in.
And then she could do a song with us.
What?
You good?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah. Are you good?
I'm good.
All right.
Good.
Cool.
Is Mike good?
Yeah,
good. Studio? All right, studio's good. Oh, my God.
He was the carpet rubber.
Yeah. Studio was?
No.
Pat?
Pat. It was Pat.
Did you say a safe word or something that caused him to come in and say, are you okay?
Safe word? What do you think I'm running here? You think this is a brothel? You think I look like Dennis Hoff? Is this Cat Town or whatever that show was? You ever see that HBO show, Cat Town?
You're just saying a lot of words I don't know.
There was a show on HBO. What was it called, Mike? Cat House.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Cat House.
Yeah.
Cat Town would be a very... I'd love to see a show called Cat Town about a town just filled with cats. But Cat House was this show.
It's like the only show that comes on at hotels past, like, 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cat House. And this guy... Dennis runs this brothel out in, where is it, Mike?
Vegas.
In Vegas. Yeah. Home of the Killers, right?
I did not expect that to be what
they're from Las Vegas, right?
You know who you're reminding me of right now?
Who?
Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet.
I'll take that.
You're not reminding me of Showtime actor.
Remember when Dennis Hopper was like, you guys want to listen to Hot Fuss?
Did he come here?
He's dead. He's been dead. Dennis Hopper died before the Killers got rolling. He might have had some demos, but probably not the finished Hot Fuss. Right? He definitely never heard Sam's Town.
I'm sorry. You're saying all these Killers references, and I'm just slow to pick up on it because I'm not a deep, deep...
You're not?
Killers?
You never heard the song... When you were young.
Yeah, actually, well, we used that as our hook in our song that we just played.
Oh, so you have heard it before because you took a piece of it.
It was a straight Killers ripoff.
I also heard the Killers.
So you're going to say, I don't know the Killers, but you're boosting things left and right.
I also heard the Killers use a David Bowie line in one of their songs when I was only 17 and I was very... jaded by that.
Mm-hmm.
And I vowed that one day I would start a band. And
okay.
that I would steal something from the Killers.
Okay. And you did it.
Yeah.
Congratulations. And it's like your Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
You pulled a heist on the Killers. You know what song you should steal something from? Is that song, Are We Human?
Laurent, we dancer. My mind is open.
I know what you're talking about. She has no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you got a treat ahead of you, Sabrina. You start listening to these killer songs.
Yeah.
Holy guacamole, get ready.
All right.
Your new favorite band. Next time you go to Las Vegas, you'll show some respect
for
the Killers.
Yeah, I'll just look at them through binoculars because...
They'll say, has anybody seen Brandon Flowers?
Yeah, Brandon Flowers. I want to wear a vest. I want to grow a mustache. I want to play a little keyboard that I made and...
All right.
Oh, God.
You feel like you're getting close to cursing.
Bad.
I could tell. That sounds like somebody who was getting...
I've
been doing this forever. I can feel when curses are coming. That you are 15 seconds away from cursing.
Whoa, Tom. Whoa.
So I'm going to just reframe.
Just feel that
we
I'm
have
about to.
Andrew and Sabrina here from Sweet Spirit and the Giant Dog. They toured with the Giant Dog a few months ago and came through and everybody loved them. Sweet Spirit are currently on tour, and you can check them out in New York City tomorrow at Baby's All Right. And you get tour dates over on the computer somewhere. And their records are out on Sweet Spirit. Records are on Nine Mile Records. And a Giant Dog Records are on Merge.
And Brandon Flowers is my new Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. Look. Killers have made more good records than Nirvana did.
Well, they certainly have made more records
three,
than I have.
Right?
Yeah.
You tell me you listen to that Nevermind. It sounds like Foreigner.
It's an interesting
right? It's not very good. It's not very good. Then they go get Steve Albini to produce the album, and then they got scared and they remixed it. We don't want to get yelled at. By the record label. Real punk, guys. All right. Why don't you play one more song?
All right.
I don't know. I don't want to get yelled at.
Yeah, by who, me?
You have a propensity to yell. Even when, just like for great things, for bad things, get startled. I was like behind you and I put my hand on your shoulder and you like almost punched me in the face.
I did. I screamed. Because, it was
spooky. You saw mind spiders right. When I touched you on the shoulder.
All right, play a song.
You ready?
What are we doing?
Pour.
Oh, God. Okay, this is Sweet Spirit. This one's for you, Bernie.
Stop out at the liquor store. Someday I'll have a house that I can call my own. But now I call a mattress on the floor my home. Someday I'll have a house that I can call my own. But now I call the floor my home. Someday I'll have a house that I can call my own. But now I call the floor my home. Someday a house to call my own.
Oh my God, that was so great. You're so great. Sabrina and Andrew, you're so awesome and so talented. I don't know what that must be like.
It sucks.
Someday I'll know. I'll figure something out that someone will care about. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster, Marcia Neumeyer, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support The Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.